good evening, friends. We're back on the air. We understand that we were giving out some chipmunk chatter a little while ago. Hopefully, the powers that be have reversed the Mercury in retrograde. And we ask you, dear friends, give us a call, 877-876-5227. And if you're in that beautiful country of Canada looking down upon us, it is 888-810-8322. And before the imposed break, Charlene and I were discussing how negativity is the object is to turn this over to Source or God to have it transmuted. She has been seeing and doing this work, and an intriguing aspect of it is that some of it has been, is it fair to say that it was captured inside the core of the Earth to absorb this? Is that fair, Charlene?
Yeah, it was just like, when I was looking at it, it was like the vibrational frequency is so high within the center of the Earth that anything that is of a lesser vibrational frequency absolutely disperses. It cannot survive within that higher frequency. Same thing as it when you give a lower frequency to God, because his frequency is so high, or our source, what it does is it basically destroys itself.
Well, Charlene, we have a caller, and what is your name, caller?
Hello, I'm Drew from Connecticut. How are you this evening?
We're great. Did you say Drew?
Yes.
Hi, Drew.
Hi, I think you were both on the fifth or sixth dimension earlier with that chipmunk chatter.
Now, I hear we were in the chipmunk corral.
It was great. I was just talking to Don. I think you definitely should archive that for an original presentation. Well, maybe I had ascended. I was looking at that on the 3D BBS radio.
You know, in life, Drew, you really have to have a sense of humor, don't you?
Oh, I'll tell you, life's about laughing and all kinds of fun. But,
indeed.
You know,
he,
your show for the past
he just
weeks.
Reminded me of something.
What was that?
We're trying to get BBS bloopers, remember?
Oh, well,
that's perfect.
Are we looking for chipmunk animal bloopers?
That's going to be great. We're making a compilation of all the bloopers that happened on BBS. That's going to fit in beautifully.
Yeah, so put us right up there on the top.
Oh,
huh?
You're in A1 category.
Gee, I'm glad I'm A1 someplace.
Well, if anything, you can at least do double your volume of callers with that.
What'd you say, Drew?
You can do double your volume of callers at that speed.
If they could understand who was talking to them.
Right, I could understand it clearly. I'm just listening, so maybe I should call and talk just as quickly.
Drew, what can we do for you, dear?
Well, you know, I heard Charlene before, and I was going to call her on the 801 number, but I didn't know we were going to be back on this week. But I'm very interested in our reading. I know I'm at a stage in my life where I seem healthy, but I seem a little stuck, like maybe there's a walk-in, or maybe I'm ready to go to another level. I was hoping that maybe Charlene could provide some insight.
Let's talk to Charlene about that, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about the energies that are facing us right now. Charlene,
wonderful.
Take a shot at it.
Okay, thank you. Drew, what is your perception? You're thinking there's a walk-in, and you want me to see if there is.
Well, possibly. I mean, I feel like even though we're living in the 3D, I feel that I'm definitely acclimated to some of the changes, just like waking up at night, you know, just heavily meditations. I mean, synchronicity has become a major facet of my life. It's like I'll be reading a book, and guess what? The radio show will be talking about the same speaker. It's just a blessing. It really is a blessing. I'm not negating it. It's just... I feel like, where am I going now for the next level? Is there something I should be doing, or is there a walk-in that the old Drew isn't there anymore?
Well, the old Drew is there. Basically, what we have is called the higher self or the God self,
mm-hmm.
and it knows exactly what our path is, but sometimes we get diverted. But you're
okay.
not saying that you're that, or you just don't know where you're going from here.
Right.
Okay. Is it okay with you if I have God move you into a sixth dimension?
Absolutely. Anything you'd like to do, you have my permission. As long as the chipmunks are not around.
Well, maybe they were wanting that as well.
Maybe they wanted to be released.
I think you might be that. So what that's what I'm hearing coming from you, is you're actually at kind of a plateau of needing to know where you're going to go from this point on, right?
That is exactly right, Charlene. I'm at a plateau. That's such a great word for it. I think a lot of people now are. I think a lot of people listening to the show that are really attuned to these type of talk radio show formats are definitely on a plateau, and it's sort of like, you know, let's don't listen to the news, let's listen to some powerful messages that are really attuning to what we're feeling inside, but
right. It's
like we're still in the 3D, where do we go next, and maybe it's just letting go. Maybe that's what you're perceiving.
Well, part of it is when you move into a higher dimension, it raises your frequency. So you're sitting at a frequency that says, you know, I want to go someplace else. I want to be on a higher level. I want to be able to see what my true spiritual path is. Is that correct?
It really is. It's sort of like chasing the carrot, but you're ahead of the cart.
Uh-huh.
Like you see the carrot behind you, and it's like, well, what was the carrot all about? I'm beyond that.
Right. And that's when I'm teaching a class. That's what I teach them. Do not put the horse before the cart.
Mm-hmm.
The cart is the goal. Have the horse pushing the cart. If somebody wants money, do the goal. Then put money as the horse, and the money will push the cart. And that's what you're saying, right?
As far as money?
Well, if you're talking about money or a goal.
Well, I mean, obviously we want health and abundance and prosperity and peace of mind and goodwill towards our fellow Earth, Mother, Father, Goddess. And
yeah.
At the same time, maybe I'm at a stage where I don't know what I want. It's like I'm waiting for the answer to come intuitively within the higher self to respond to me.
Okay.
And yet,
okay.
Even though I'm letting go, I'm not hearing the voice or not hearing the response. And maybe it's just to just sort of just be who I am. I have no idea.
And that's what you're asking. So if it's okay with you. Should we go up and put that in your field?
Absolutely. Do whatever you feel.
Without any doubt and certainty that you know where you're going. And we'll
raise
your vibrational frequency. Mm-hmm. Is there any fear associated with going into a higher dimension?
I feel that, yes. I feel like I'm either in a higher dimension and living in a surreal world, but yet I'm still functional here because I have family, I have children, I have pets, I have responsibilities, I'm still obligated to those. But yet there's some aspect of this consciousness that has arisen that I'm aware of, but because it's not in the 3D, I can't, maybe I'm looking to physically tap into it or be acknowledged. You know, like Moses saw the burning bush, I'm looking to see some type of burning bush.
Well, that's true. You see, he saw the burning bush, but that was because it was of a higher frequency. He had to have what? God change his frequency, and then he could see him.
Right.
Right? So that's what you're saying, is you want to have a space in your life that indicates to you that you are reaching your highest potential.
That's true, yes.
Is that what you're saying to me?
Yes.
If it is,
and maybe there's, like you were talking earlier, maybe there's an entity within me that I'm not aware of, but consciously it's blocking me.
Right.
And I'm wondering if you see that, you know,
well,
through your...
Well, sometimes it can be within the framework of your belief system that you were raised in. It could be in your past life, too. It can also be a block within the morphogenetic field or which is called your cellular memory. So if that's okay with you, we'll go in and have God change that. Is that okay?
Yes, please, Charlene. Thank you.
Okay, and what I'll do is I won't say anything because I'm going to go in to the God field and I'm going to watch him make the change, okay? And then I will ask you afterwards if you saw or felt or sensed anything.
I'm sorry, afterwards, I'm having a little challenge hearing you. I apologize. What was that last? You're going to ask me?
I said, then afterwards, can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you, yes.
Okay, then what we'll do is I will ask you what your perception is.
Okay.
Whether it's a feeling, physical, whether you'll see colors. A lot of times I ask people to close their eyes so they don't see everything around them and see the field being changed.
Okay.
So
you're recommending perhaps I close my eyes?
Okay. I won't do anything that I don't ask your permission for first.
Okay, thank you.
Okay? And I might even stop and say, God wants this done. And
okay, I'm ready and open and willing.
Okay, all right. I'll go in and do that now, okay?
Okay, thank you, Charlene.
When Caroline's done, Drew, we'll talk about some energies and what's happening right now. Might help you out.
Okay, that would be great for
yes.
all the people that are listening as well.
Give you some perspective. Because we've had some major changes.
Yeah, well, I think that the fifth dimension is definitely here. I mean, it surrounds us. I had an opportunity to go to Egypt last year, and the group that I was with is a very spiritually attuned. We opened a lot of the sites for the world consciousness as far as vortexes.
Not exciting.
Saint Germain. And I know that the photograph has taken me inside the chamber of the Great Pyramid, and I actually have a copy of the photograph. There's an orb above my head and a lightning bolt coming in my back.
Wow.
It, like that moment changed me, whether it was the God force or energies that were involved, and more people are seeing orbs and photographs that we were never able to see before.
You know, if you want to send that to me and put it up on BBS Radio, would love to do it if you're willing, Drew.
I'd be happy to. I'll find out where to send that to
you
Donna.
You can send that at Carolyn at CarolynEvers.com.
Okay,
I'll put it up.
But I think that a lot of the powers, that was a physical expression that I could see. But we talked about the synchronicity. I know a lot of people today that are opening up to this new dimension, a lot of synchronistic events are happening in their lives. And this book, The Secret, has been very popular about the law of attraction. But I really think it's just really opening up the heart consciousness versus the brain consciousness.
I think so. I think you're right.
And I think this idea about zero point, I think with the quantum physics that's now being almost everywhere expressed, is really making us understand that we are all one.
Yes.
That this
that's
is a huge
meeting.
Matrix of love and energy, and that whether you believe God is sitting up in a high chair and a long white beard, or whether it's just an energy of light and love, I mean, that is what is coming into consciousness now. I think more people are realizing that it's a powerful feeling of light and love.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, I mean, not
we'll,
that I fear,
we'll
but
address
I'm,
that
I'm
when Charlene's done, too.
Yeah, and I'm fearing that our critical mass is not at an elevated state where we're going to reach and succeed. And maybe I should not be putting that out there, but I think for a lot of listeners, who may not be attuned to the network news, the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
That come on with the media blitz. I really think that as more power is generated through persons like yourself and radio shows and Charlene's intuitiveness, it needs to spread. It's like lighting candles on a birthday cake. It's like we need to not just be 1 year old anymore. We need to fill the whole cake up with candles and light up the whole cake.
I love it.
I appreciate that. Actually, God was really moving you past that. Most people are on between a three and a third and a fifth dimension, but he really moved you fast.
Well, I tell you, I always like taking the escalator versus the elevator.
Yeah, I would say that, yeah. Because you said that you needed that in your past life, you tried to move this belief system before, and it just didn't move.
Do you sense that in a Lemurian or Tibetan lifetime? I'm just sensing that.
And you tried to get it to move then, and you got stuck. Nobody'd listen. Nobody would do anything.
Right.
And so you felt very discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody would get it. But that was taken away. That's all done, gone, over.
Mm-hmm.
And any lifetime that you felt a sense of being stuck or not being able to move into this, what you talked about, into us being one. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not going to, it's the time frame is now. And
I think what you're saying, Charlene, is that God was able to come in and work and transmute this for Drew.
Yes. Pulled it out.
Well, you asked my perceptions. I know when I was closing my eyes in that period of silence, I felt that there was really not an entity blockage. It was just a matter of sort of, you know, letting myself know that I'm holding a flashlight. The light is within, and I just have to really express it more. And maybe that discouragement from the past life is at a point now where, because so many people are more open to this, now is the time.
Right.
I would agree with that, Drew.
That's exactly what I was told.
Right.
Was
just like I'm speaking into a mirror, chipmunks and all. This has been wonderful.
Yeah. You tried to do it before.
Any time from you, but do you know about the Merkaba and how that light energy body is people are participating in that? Because I do practice the Merkaba exercise, and I'm wondering what you sense that is in relation to spiritual growth, the use of the Merkaba.
I don't know too much about that.
Okay.
There is, according to masters who have discussed this with me, there is a crystal Merkaba in the center of the planet, Earth.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, there's a crystal. The crystal runs right through, not only through the Earth, but it runs up and through into the cosmic. And that crystal runs all the way through.
Well, here's what the cherubim have told me about that. That is part of the work that the cherubim do, is moving energy throughout the cosmos. And one of the things that happens is that energy of vibration is brought into the planet. It strikes the Merkaba. It then moves up through the planet, as you were seeing, Charlene. It then goes back up into the cosmos. It's like a computer tape.
Right.
And in this fashion, as the cherubim bring that energy around, take it back to Source, Source reads it. Source then understands everything that is happening in the entire cosmos through these energy streams. It's fascinating.
Mm. I want to thank both of you again for...
No, don't go, dear. We've got... I wanted to touch something with you,
sure.
Because I think this is important also for the audience to know this. In 1999, and I do believe that it was March, there was a series of solar flares.
Right.
And a most incredible thing happened because in the midst... right before the solar flares, the solar wind actually died down so that there was not a solar wind in operation at that point. And if you go on the websites, you can even see that on the government websites, they note that. What happened at that point in time, these energies were coming from Source, direct from Source, and they were imprinting the planet. So that when the solar wind stopped, these flares then imprinted the planet. It changed. It made a change in our DNA. It made a change in the whole structure inside of the planet. This was the basis for the beginning of these really dramatic energy changes that are occurring right now. Archangel Michael has told me that this year there's going to be a continual raising of energy through the entire year. Now, this from 1999, especially up until now, people have noticed this gradual ramping up of energies, but it's going to be extraordinarily dramatic this March, April, and May.
Right.
Now, we had a conference call with Archangel Michael last Saturday, and those people who joined in on the conference call were joined in on a group energy. We were all assigned warrior angels from Archangel Michael, and this was all in preparation for the March's energy that's to come in, and it is going to have to do, it's going to come in, he is telling me to do another conference call on the 14th. And
okay.
That month, it is going to be clearing the physical body of the impurities that we have ingested through the foods that we have eaten, through impure air, and through water.
Okay, give the date again on that.
Well, I'm going to be sending out a newsletter, and that date is going to be for a conference call with Archangel Michael on the 14th. Drew, if you want to participate, you can either go get to the Archangel Michael's newsletter through that website or through Carolyn Evers, www.carolynevers. If you sign up for the newsletter, I send that notice out to people through the newsletter.
Okay, well, I'll do that tonight. I know Charlene doesn't have a website, but she can be contacted on the West Coast for other consultations. Is that right?
Well, give them, if you're, give them your phone number, Charlene.
Yeah, my telephone number is 801-944-9346.
Okay. Yeah, because I tried to call a week or so ago, and I kept getting a busy signal through BBS. I thought maybe it was a recorded line, so I'm so thrilled that you're on again this evening.
Could be. It was just busy.
Yeah, I bet it was.
We don't really rush people off, Drew, because the information that we're giving you is important, but it's also, I think, important for the people who are listening to hear it, too.
That's why I enjoy listening, because I gain something from every caller and, of course, hearing, you know, your conversations with your speakers. And I'm so grateful to Don for establishing BBS. I've been listening to several of the programs, and it's really a beacon of light in my spiritual growth. So I my gratitude goes out to all of you.
Well, Don would love hearing that. Have you signed up for the BBS newsletter?
I am on the BBS. I'm on several. I listen to several of the shows. I'm sure I'm on it, but if not, I'll be
no,
sure.
No, BBS has its own newsletter.
Okay, maybe I'm not on that newsletter.
You might not be. It'll be on the index page.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that for everyone.
Drew,
well,
you were a delight.
Oh, well, listen, you are, and thank you so much, and blessings to you this evening and to all our listeners and callers and to our blessed planet and universe.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Drew has done a lot of work in his past lifetimes that has been of service to others.
Yes, yes.
And he has now come to the point again where he is lining up to serve others also. And maybe this would be a good moment, Charlene, to discuss how our soul prompts us. We usually, from what I've been told, come in, well, we'll just discuss it later after the next
okay.
caller.
Okay.
Who are we speaking to, please?
Hi, Carolyn and Charlene. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Just delighted to hear from you, dear. So what did you want to ask or share or mention?
Well, I want to ask something. And you probably already know this. I am feeling very stuck right now, and I don't know if I have a block or if it's just
Charlene
the level
laughing.
That I'm
I think she's
to
got
get.
Two toes enough. What's going on with Nancy, Charlene?
Well, the same thing as we just got off with Drew. There are so many intuitive people that are coming forth right now, and I'm experiencing it more and more. The people are coming in, and I'll say, I'll work with them, and I'll say, oh, you're psychic. And everybody gets kind of fearful of the word psychic, but the word psychic in Greek means this pathway to the soul. In other words, that's our pathway, is to be psychic. In other words, it means that we're intuitive to the vibrational frequencies of God. And so then you pick up higher vibrational frequencies. That's what psychic really means. But if you're blocked, it's kind of like having to look at it and see what's causing you to have those blocks. With him, it was a past life. He's tried to do this many, many times to be intuitive or psychic or move into the higher dimension, but nobody would listen to him. So that just had to be released. God just released it, and he'll just absolutely soar now.
So what does Nancy need to have released, dear?
Okay, we need to look at it and see. So you're kind of blocked in your spiritual development?
Yes. I feel very stuck.
Sort of like caught in an elevator and it's not moving, huh?
Yeah, there
not
you
going
go.
Going to the upper floors.
There, yes. I mean, I'm studying, I'm reading, I'm doing everything I can, and I just,
okay,
I'm stuck.
I think Charlene has an answer, Nancy.
Yeah, I was just looking at you so that I could see. Okay, actually, the block is, isn't so much the fear of moving. If you've moved into a higher dimension of spirituality, what kind of persecution would you experience?
Ah.
Yeah, we've all been killed for doing this in the past.
Well, but I'm asking you right now. If you went in and you said, I am intuitive, and that you, which you are, aren't you?
Maybe a little.
A little. A little.
Shame on you, Nancy.
I would have said it if I hadn't known that you are.
Wow.
Okay? But what kind of remarks do you get from people?
I know already. I try to be very careful when I say anything if I do get something, because people will tell me that I'm crazy.
Join the club.
So I'm a very quiet person around where I work, because there's just not that many people that are even on the same path that I'm on right now.
Right. So your fear is of rejection.
Oh, okay.
Is that correct?
That makes sense.
Oh, does it? Okay, so would they abandon you as friends?
Well, I won't say that I have many friends, because I do keep a quiet life.
Because you can't express yourself.
Yeah, you're right. I can't express myself.
Okay. And that is what, you can't express yourself because most people are not understanding what you would say.
Right.
Okay. So it's part of, that's what gets you stuck, because you can't speak your truth. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if you could speak your truth, how would you feel?
I think I'd feel a whole lot better.
Okay, so what you need is that people will accept you as you speak your truth. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
So should we have God pull the one out and put that in its place?
Well, I couldn't quite hear you.
Oh. I don't know.
Should God pull out the, what is it, Charlene, that God should pull out, the fear of speaking the truth?
Yeah, of speaking the truth.
And replace it with confidence to speak your truth?
Yes.
How does that sound, Nancy?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and go in and have God do that, okay?
Okay.
Is your higher source God?
Yes.
Okay. So is that okay if we do that?
Yes, please.
Okay, just a minute.
Who's standing next to you, Nancy?
Nobody right now. Is there somebody next to me?
I think you need to look a little closer.
Yeah, don't be fearful. Did your mother pass on? Can she hear me?
I don't know, but I'm not so sure it's her mother. I'm thinking more in terms of an angel, unless you're seeing a mother and I'm seeing the angel.
You could be.
Yeah, right now I honestly don't see anybody.
Maybe you need to feel it.
Do you feel somebody standing on your right side?
You know, yes, yes.
Okay.
I just wanted to tune you into your help. You've got assistance there. Let Charlene remove the block, and then we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that first. Because I'll be quiet for a few minutes, because I have to go in and watch God do the work, okay?
Okay.
So there are silence for a few minutes.
Okay.
I think I can talk to you while Charlene's doing that, if we're quiet, Nancy.
Okay.
You have a lot of spiritual help around you.
I believe that.
Yes, and as you're walking through this, tune into your angel. You have several.
She has five.
Well, Charlene says five. I knew you had several. I wasn't counting them. But you're packed and ready to go to lunch, honey.
You know, I do feel like I'm on the verge of something, but I don't know.
You're in front of the wave. Yep, you're ready to move along.
God gets now, how are you feeling, Nancy?
I feel very at peace right now.
Okay, I want you to take a couple of deep breaths and blow them out. Will you do that? You
yes.
Look like to me that you're holding your breath in.
Okay, I am probably.
So just blow out, you know, do some air into your lungs and out, okay?
Okay. Ooh, I feel better.
Okay, good. Okay, you were tucking it all in. Okay,
I do that.
You'll be fine. And then sometime call me. And let me know how you're doing.
Okay.
Because I'm very interested to see how people around you are going to respond to you now. Because it's going to be so different.
Oh, I think we can count on Nancy to call in and tell us.
Yeah, call back and say, oh, this is great. This is wonderful.
I can definitely do that.
Because what's happening because of your inner fears, of how you can be accepted for what you believe, you're putting a block, and they're returning what you want from them. So now that that's released, they'll start accepting you for what you believe, and speaking your truth, they'll accept it. That's what he put in. They'll accept what your truth is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That feels wonderful to hear.
Yes.
Well, everything is resonance to one another. We're
right.
Going to attract, you know, the secret, I don't know if you were talking about this or Charlene was, you know, that concept that has been put out there with the secret that we're going to attract to us the wavelengths that we're on, so to speak.
Right.
And if you're afraid to speak out, that's what you're going to attract is a response to that. And what Charlene is saying, now that God has gone in and has released that fear, that blockage of fear, you will now attract what your belief system is. See, look at all the
wonderful
new friends you might be drawing into your circle.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
Wouldn't it?
Well, part of it is I just see you as, it is like I see you with a lot of people gathered around you. It's like it's almost like you're a teacher of some sort.
Around a water cooler.
Yeah, it's almost like you're a teacher of truth.
Oh, wow.
Does that make sense?
You know, it kind of does. I mean, when I feel comfortable with somebody and I can say something, they ask me more questions. There's a couple of people at work that do that with me, and I'm, you know, it's very quiet on the side, and yeah, I am kind of helping them along spiritually with
okay.
what I know.
Yeah, that's what I see you doing.
Well, you know,
oh, wow.
Nancy, start on the lower levels, things that's not so difficult for people to examine. And then as they start accepting these baby steps, then move along to something a little bit higher.
Okay.
Remember how it was when you first got on the path?
Yes.
You know, it's kind of scary.
Yes, it was.
But each step that you go, you learn a little more, it becomes easier to accept and talk about. Well, it could be that the people who are surrounding you right now at work, they haven't begun their baby steps yet. And here you are more advanced than they.
Uh-huh.
So work on the more simple truths and grow gradually as they accept this in their own heart.
Okay, I can do that.
Of course you can do it. You're intuitive.
Oh, gosh.
And psychic.
Yeah, and you can't fool a psychic, you know. A psychic can't fool a psychic.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I could see you right away.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And, so, Nancy, it's beautiful, dear.
It's wonderful. Just remember always that it's a pathway to the soul, which is your God self. Okay?
Yes. Thank
and then
you
you'll,
so
you'll
much.
You'll find that path is very easy for you now.
Okay. Thank you so much, both of you.
You're welcome.
Blessings to you, Nancy.
Oh, blessings.
You come to the next Archangel Michael call now.
Oh, I definitely will be.
Next conference call. You be there.
I will be.
See you, dear.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Well, we're getting up to the end of the hour, Charlene. Why don't you give out your telephone number?
Okay. It's 801-944-9346.
Thank you, dear. And my website, where all of my work is www.carolynevers.com, and that's spelled carolynevers.com. I say that because sometimes people get confused. They're spelling Carolyn wrong.
Or spell it, do it all over again.
Carolyn Evers, EVERS.com. I have four different newsletters, and the one on the Archangel Michael site is most important during these 3 months where these energies are coming in, because what's happening is he is explaining them. He is telling us how to use them, how to clear the physical, and each month he's going to give an overview of what that energy means, how to work with it, how to use it. And one of the beautiful things that is coming out of this is the interaction among the people who are on the line, because he on the conference call he gives us the information and people are able to ask Archangel Michael questions, and I channel the answers back to them. So it is a marvelous experience.
Okay, say it again.
What, the newsletter?
Yeah, your newsletter. Yeah.
Yes, the newsletter is on the Archangel Michael site. You can get to it through my CarolynEvers.com or you can go directly to the website. And yes, it is beautiful. So we have a lot going on, Charlene. We probably have about 5 minutes if someone wishes to call in. That's 877-876-5227. And so we asked you one question, Charlene, about what you were seeing with energy. And yes, that was a half an hour discussion with two callers.
Drew,
tell us, so you're seeing this energy being transmuted by God and sent to the core of the planet. Is there something else that you wish?
That was really quite new to me.
Uh-huh.
Because I was asking for a change, and all of a sudden I'm seeing this occur, and I'm going, what am I looking at? And he's saying that Mother Earth is part of the processing, because he created Mother Earth as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that was part of her assignment.
Yeah, she has a big assignment, doesn't she?
Yes, I think a tremendous assignment. She's our nurturer.
Do you care to share, or can you think of something else that you know, you're seeing either in the planet or in energy patterns or weather patterns, something?
Well, part of the weather pattern is what I saw last year was that we were going to have, because of the circumference of the Earth had changed, our time frame had changed, so we had to change from west to east and then from north to south. So then we had all this Arctic air coming down that a lot of people were not used to. We could come in from Alaska, but not usually went to the Arctic is what we were seeing. Long periods of cold spell.
Yes.
And then instead of the storms coming in over the East Coast and going up and then going out into the ocean, it's coming up on the west side of Florida and going up the East Coast, which is really, you know, playing havoc with everybody.
And so what do you attribute this to, Charlene?
I'm sorry, say it again.
What do you attribute these changes to?
Well, that was because the Earth made that tremendous change when we had the earthquake in the ocean floor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be another one.
Yeah, you were discussing this. We discussed this in the past on another show. Did you have any other information about that?
Well, other than it's more like that, when I see it, is more like over off of the East Coast and more on the east side of, like, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm listening.
Oh.
So you're seeing it on the East Coast near what state?
But it's not that. It's like the earthquake is further south than Florida.
In the Caribbean area?
Yeah, or off, like, Cuba, the east side, around that area.
Now, is what you're seeing there the openings that open periodically and the lava comes up?
No, I see that the Earth makes it it's like an earthquake, but it's in the floor of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of it just opening up, it shifts down, and another part shifts up, which causes the tremendous flow of the water because it changes the rotation of the water.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, Charlene, we are right up there at the end of the hour. We probably have 1 minute, maybe 2 minutes. Is there anything that you'd like to say to close out this hour?
Just other than just recognize that God loves you, and so do we. We love you and want us to all be one and send love to each other, because that love you send to each other comes back. And it's important that we love one another.
Yes, indeed. What I would like to add, we got a quickie. I don't know if we'll be able to catch it. Who's calling? I think that's the end. Okay, my friends. Goodbye.
Goodbye. We send our love.
Okay.
Thanks, Carolyn.